Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is It, Murph. On the show today, we've got music from the Dutch Abbott Band, Achille Bannon, and Kamber Kane. We'll also talk about by the time I met Kamber in Nashville during the Wobble Awards at CMA Fest. This is going to be a pretty great one, folks. But before we do all that, can I just talk about the fact for a second here that this show, has reached 25 episodes. That means we played 75 songs so far, and I haven't even begun to scratch the surface of some of the stuff I have lined up to play. But 25 episodes. I'm sorry. That might not seem like a lot in the grand scheme of things, but it's quite a lot. And frankly, I'm pretty surprised we haven't been kicked off the air yet. Frankly, because. Well, let's face it, putting together this little fledgling segment of the radio show as a whole, which this has been in my mind since November of last year to do this, and it started in January, the 1st of January, and it's been so incredibly great, it's just not even funny. I've gotten a chance to play some incredible music and shine a spotlight on some super talented people. And I'll keep doing it as long as y'all will allow me. So with that, let's cool it for the sappiness for a while, and for you guys, where we left off last week. Oh, and the reason I'm coming to you today instead of our usual Friday show is some things happened, and I had push the show to today, thinking that these things actually would happen, and they didn't. So I was kind of stuck. So I said I'll push the show to Saturday. But anyway, getting back to it. In the number three spot last week, it was the brand new single from a Mary Cutter called "Curious." At number two this past week was the brand new single from Taylor Marie called "Wish I Missed." And taking the number one spot last week was another brand new single. This time called "While We're Young" by the incredibly talented April Cry. And that's where we left off last week. The artist in the number three spot this week, I actually met about a month ago, over a month ago now, at the Wobble Awards at at CMA Fest in Nashville. Kimber Kane grew up in El Dorado Springs, a small rural town in Missouri, but that is not a kept her from having a big city dreams about singing country music. But no strangers to the stage, Kimber has been quite the performer for the majority of her life. Influenced by artists such as Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Martina McBride, Carrie Underwood, and Taylor Swift, she's always strived for a piece of the limelight. At the ripe old age of 3, her first stage appearance was with Brian Black. And by age 4, Kimber started her singing career and hasn't looked back. I'm winning a local competition in Kansas at a Colgate country show done at the age of 14, gave her the opportunity to open at a country roundup show for Jamie O'Neill, Carolyn Dawn Johnson, Billy Dean, and headliner Lone Star. This is only the beginning. She's gone on to qualify 10 more years for the Colgate / Texaco Showdown State Championships that were held in Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And she's held various titles over the years, including Route 66 Idol and Pittsburgh Idol. Recently, Kimber was blessed with the opportunity to co-write and record four original songs with the mentoring of singer-songwriter producer Rich McCready, a co-owner of McCready Recording Studio, and Nashville's own producer-songwriter Brian Marr. Hit co-writer for Justin Moore's Small Town USA Until My Last Day. Kimber's latest music video for her song Maybe I Just Might was released on September 30th, 2014. The music video was filmed in and around Nashville, Tennessee, and it can also be viewed on YouTube. Kimber's plans for the future include writing and recording more songs while pursuing her a lifelong dream of a country music career. And as I said earlier, I had the chance to meet and briefly talk with Kimber a little over a month ago, and she is the sweetest. I predict nothing but big things for the girl. But coming in at number 3 this week is Kimber Kane with her brand new one that just dropped, a love story that I've already read on Indie Country Radio.
Red roses in his hands, everything's looking like what I'm looking for. Seems so nice and sweet, the camera sweeps you off your feet. I've never met him, but I've met him before. But when he dropped me off, he didn't walk me through the door. I've been there, done that, got the shirt, got the hat, the same, the first rodeo. I've been around a block or two, it's looking like deja vu, and I've already baby, just say your prayer. That's a love story that I've already read. A new set, another stage, happy ever after, but it's looking like every ending before. Might as well close the book and throw it on the floor, 'cause I've been there, done that, got the shirt, got the hat, but it ain't my first rodeo. I've been around a block or two, it's looking like deja vu, and I've already seen that show. Baby, just save your breath, 'cause that's a love story that I've already read.
That was the lovely Miss Kimber Kane with a love story that I've already read. As I mentioned earlier, I met Kimber at the Awaba Awards. Of course, pretty much like with all the independent artists I'm lucky enough to meet, whether it's because of the show directly or not. We've been following each other on social media for quite a while, and let me tell you guys, social media, specifically for somebody in my position, is definitely a blessing, because as you guys have probably heard numerous times, social media is where I find probably 98% of my guests, and it's also where I find 98% of my music, because 9 times out of 10. I rarely listen to FM radio much anymore. Because let's face it, with running a indie country radio show, I'm always out there on the hunt and on the lookout for indie artists, and the radio itself didn't play very many indie artists. Let's be honest. So like I said, the social media for me is great. The artist in the number two spot this week is actually a band. When the Josh Abbott Band recorded Ghost for its fourth album, Front Row Seat, Abbott expected to redo the vocals. Now, the final chorus had some technical imperfections, and he figured he could improve on the performance once his heart settled down. Quote, "I was actually crying my eyes out during that last chorus, and I, And that's why there's a couple of notes in the beginning of that section that don't really explode like normal. Abbott says, and producer Dwight Baker was like, oh, we're keeping that. That's real. But the song that really turned me on to this band is a song I'm about to play. It's called Amnesia, and it's from Josh Abbott's fourth studio album, A Front Row Seat. While the Josh Abbott Band is truly a group, the name is centered on Abbott, the lead singer, primary songwriter, and band namesake, with good reason. He is a determined force of nature, and his ability to lead to, in essence, turn something small into something much bigger has been a hallmark of the band since its inception. But that start came in the mid-2000s when Abbott and a frat brother frat brother Austin Davis I showed up for a few informal gigs at the Bud Light Live in Lubbock, Texas. Quote, we played two open mic nights, and we had two songs, no bands, just him and me. The Davis recalls, I was in the back, and Josh was talking to the owner and the manager about doing a live record there. And I'm thinking, we don't even have a band. His thing was, we'll get to that later. He's always thought that way. I played in other bands, but never saw anybody else with that kind of confidence. A fiddle player, Christian Waite, and drummer Edward Villanueva showed up a year and a half later, and in short time, Josh Abbott Band's first single, Taste, self-released on Pretty Damn Tough Records, found a home on Texas radio stations. Bass player James Heartless and lead guitarist Caleb Keeter came on board around 2010. And the lineup has stabilized for the past 5 years. And coming in today at number two is the song that first turned me into a Josh Abbott fan. This is Amnesia on Indie Country Radio.
I need you, and I wouldn't have to see you every night when I turn up the lights and close my eyes. Wouldn't have to forget you, or even though I'd ever met you. I wouldn't have to regret you, or let you wreck me one more time. What I don't know wouldn't hurt me if I can lose my mind. stronger than tequila. A little pill that would leave you right out of my head and give me numb instead. If I went a little crazy, the movie got a little hazy. I wouldn't want you to save me, or maybe you can play me one more time. But I don't know what would hurt me if I can lose my memory. I think maybe I'd be fine if I just lost my mind. I wouldn't have to replace you. I could just erase you.
Kelly Bannon has built her career on a sound steeped in the city's past, present, and future, mixing country twang, pop hooks, and southern storytelling in the same pot. She's a songwriter, a singer, a trailblazer. Throughout her career, that's included major label singles, independent releases, top 50 hits, and shows alongside icons like Hank Jr. and Luke Bryan. Bannon has consistently called her own shots. She continues that streak with her new EP, Cheap Sunglasses, a mix of melodic hooks and modern production, whose songs were all co-written by Kelly. Her influence reaches beyond the stage, too. This Nashville Life, a new podcast launched and hosted by Kelly, shines a light on the business side of the music business. Featuring guest interviews, stories, industry tips, and plenty of insights from promoters, radio execs, and fellow songwriters, the podcast has received glowing reviews not only from Achilles fans, but from outlets like iTunes, where This Nashville Life was named a new and noteworthy release. Kelly's still chasing her own dream, but she's sharing advice with others too. Equipping a generation of dreamers for the tools they need to create their own careers. Quote, it's not just about me, she says, of This Nashville Life. It's about what you do with a passion. It's about what you do with perseverance. I'm not just looking inside the music biz. I'm looking inside any kind of creative struggle. For Kelly Bannon, the past is filled with milestones and memories. She's looking ahead now with a guitar in her hands, new songs in her head, and cheap sunglasses to a ward off glare. And coming in the number one spot this week, it's a super talented Miss Kelly Bannon with her a summer jam Landlocked on Indie Country Radio.
Cold can't sweat in the sun. Can I get another hit from your water gun? 9 hours to the closest beach, but my next door neighbor's got a new
right here. You've been listening to Three Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.